Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person, and unfortunately, we are not going to be live streaming for the next couple of weeks. Just so you all are aware and so that I can ask for your prayers, I have someone who is stalking me. And by watching the online service, that's how he sort of became infatuated with me. And so until we can find a way to block him so he can't watch worship, we're not gonna have online worship. So at least the next couple of weeks. But I do covet your prayers because it's been a really, really hard week as we've sort of pieced all of these odd things together to figure out what is going on. So please hold me in prayer. And if you know someone who usually watches online, I try to reach out to those folks. But if they're wondering why, please let them know. So today is the last Sunday before Lent, which means we're going to tuck away our Alleluias. We've got some Lenten activity bags for our kiddos. And after worship, when you're having lunch in the fellowship hall, we've got several things that I want to tell. Whoops. We also have our Blessing Box food drive today, and I want to say thank you to everybody who brought food to put in the blessing box. You know, we take very seriously here at Holly Grove Jesus' call to feed the hungry, right? We fill our blessing box. We support the backpack program, which feeds 75 children every weekend from Davis Townsend. And today we have a special guest with us, Chris Bitterman, who is the volunteer coordinator for Davidson County Senior Services. And he's going to speak to us just for a couple of minutes now, but then more at length during our luncheon about the great, great need for volunteers to drive for Meals on Wheels. So Chris, you want to come forward? And again, he'll speak to us more at lunch if you're interested in signing up for this wonderful opportunity to help feed seniors in our community.
Thank you, Anna. It was a morning about like this morning, only it was raining much heavier. And the sheriff and one of his deputies and two of their office staff had just finished delivering Meals on Wheels in the Holly Grove area. And a lady across the street opened her front door, an elderly lady, and came shuffling out with a white bag in one hand and her umbrella over her head in the other hand. She shuffled across her front yard, across the road, and approached the vehicle where the sheriff and deputy and the two sheriff's department workers were putting the empty containers away. And the sheriff looked at her and said, "Mrs. Jones," her name isn't Jones, but, "Mrs. Jones, what are you doing out here in this weather? It's pouring out here." She said, "Sheriff, I was in the hospital for 2 weeks with COVID, and I decided I could not do it anymore. I could not come home alone and face life. I was done." And she held up the bag. She said, "I bought these pills to take my life. But your people have been so kind to me, I don't need these anymore. Would you please get rid of them for me?" Those Meals on Wheels drivers saved that lady's life just by their kindness. I was so eager to meet you because I've heard of your kindness and your generosity to those in need. And I want to share with you after the service in the lunchtime a little bit about what's happening and what the needs are in your community. And so I look forward to that, and I look forward to meeting you. Thank you for letting me be with you.
So Lent begins this week on Wednesday, on Ash Wednesday, and I hope you'll join us for our 6:30 worship service, a service of Holy Communion and imposition of ashes. I also hope that you'll join us for our pancake supper Tuesday night, where we sort of kick off the eve of Lent. But as you know, each Wednesday during Lent, except Ash Wednesday, we meet for a meal and for worship. And these Wednesday nights in Lent, we're going to be looking at the life of Peter, one of Jesus's beloved disciples. And so I'm going to offer you a brief description now and tell you what we've got in the fellowship hall for you to go ahead and take home for Lent. So this Lent, we're focusing on the life and faith of one of Jesus' most famous disciples. In Peter, we see a person who is both steadfast and unsteady, a dear friend and a betrayer, a follower and a wanderer. And in Peter, we often see ourselves. So this Lent, by following Peter's journey, we're going to watch the story of Jesus unfold through the eyes of a very normal human being trying to figure this thing of faith out, just like us. And just like us, Peter has a wandering heart. His journey is not polished or linear or perfect, but he is constantly tethered to the love of God. When you look closely at Peter's story, you'll find Jesus along each step of the way, offering him abundance, catching him when he begins to sink, challenging him when he stands in the way, washing his feet, predicting his betrayal, and offering him love. So this Lent, we're going to join Peter in figuring out faith. We're going to wander alongside of him, open to what we might learn about Jesus and ourselves by stepping into his shoes. So there's a table in the fellowship hall with three things that I want you to grab today to take home. One is a little map. A map for Lent. It has different texts and summaries of the steps that we're going to take to follow Peter. You can hang this on your fridge. We have devotionals that go through, I think, 3 or 4 days a week, right? It's hard to keep up with something every day, but 3 or 4 days a week, you'll have a devotional. And then a pack of daily devotional cards where it has a little practice for you to center yourselves for a couple of minutes, a question to get you thinking about your own journey, and then a little prayer on the back. So you can keep this on your nightstand and think about it before you get out of bed or when you're going to bed, or set it on the table and maybe with your family talk about these things and pray together during mealtime. So please grab all of these resources for Lent if you are interested. And just a reminder, we're going to be doing the Peter sermons and ponderings in our Wednesday evening worship services. So please take advantage of those. So we talked about Ash Wednesday, this Wednesday, 6:30. We talked about Shrove Tuesday. And just a reminder, starting next week, we're gonna have those Wednesday evening Lenten meals and worship services. The first Wednesday, we're gonna have a potluck. So be thinking ahead about what you can bring. You're going to bring some cake? Okay, Mom, Brantley's going to bring cake. I want to thank the fellowship committee for providing us a soup and sandwich lunch today. I think most of them are still in the fellowship hall getting things ready, but if you see them after worship, please thank them for their generosity in providing a meal for us. All right, Brantley, you know what time it is? Birthday time. All right, this week we have several birthdays. Actually, somebody's having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Carol. Carol Conrad's birthday is today. Also, Lincoln Murphy has a birthday this week. Tina Hedrick, David Clark, and Conrad Summer. Conrad's turning double digits this week. He's gonna be 10 years old. Also remembering their baptism this week, John Lohr, Jacob Hearn, and Wilson Hearn. Yes, you can do it.
What so you to the Lord, has the day seen grace. Bless the God, they may be set in their stand and call for these or sorrowful. Raise the mother they fall in your hearts, make your pieces, mispasses all to say.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for praying for us, Brantley. And now let us prepare our hearts for worship as the handbell choir offers the prelude. Amen. That was beautiful. Please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, creator of darkness and light, word of truth, wind sweeping over the waters. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. God, our rock and refuge, we pour out our hearts before you. We have known you, but have not always loved you. We have wounded one another and sinned against you. We have not always recognized the Holy Spirit dwelling in each of us. Remember your covenant, renew your creation, restore us, that we might proclaim your good news to all. Amen. The voice of the Lord is spoken upon the waters. God has spoken. The time of grace is now. In Jesus, the reign of God has come near. By the authority of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. You are God's beloved. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the resplendent light of your truth shines from the mountaintop into our hearts. Transfigure us by your beloved Son and illumine the world with your image. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a time with the children. You gonna help me grab these bags? Thank you, Brantley. Carry that for me. Excellent, thank you. Wow, wonderful helpers today. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Brantley and Conrad, and Conrad's good friend, Trace, who also came with us to confirmation this morning. So we have some things for you today. I don't know if you heard me say in the announcements that the season of Lent is getting ready to begin on Wednesday. Now, Lent lasts for 40 days, except for Sundays. Sundays don't count in there, so they're technically 46 days, but Lent lasts for 40 days, and we have for each of you a bag with activities for Lent. You got some tape there? With activities for Lent. Trace, we don't have a bag for you, but if you want to take that bag, that person's not here today. Is Maddie here? Oh, she's okay. So we'll maybe somebody take this to Maddie at Children's Church. So these are activities for you to do all throughout Lent. Lent is the purple season. That's why there's purple bags. So next Sunday when you come to worship, we'll have the purple pyramids up and the purple banner and the purple stole. So be on the lookout for that. One of the things we do in Lent is we take a break. We pause from saying Alleluia. Alleluia. Some stickers. How fun. We pause from saying Alleluia in worship and in our prayers. And so I thought maybe you could also help me as we get ready for Lent. After worship, we're going to take this Alleluia flag, and you're going to help me tuck it away as just a reminder that we're not going to say or sing Alleluia during Lent. And then someone else, I don't know if you all know Miss Janice, but Miss Janice has a big heart, and she wanted to give you all some Valentines. So these aren't for your Lent packets, but we're going to stick them in your bags. Can you stick that in your bag? Oh, that's a beautiful heart. Can you stick that in your bag, Kate? This is a reminder that your church family loves you and cares about you. Here's one. Can you stick this in your bag, Cameron? Brantley, would you like one for your bag? Conrad? Trace? You are all very, very loved by your church family. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you that our church family loves us and help us to love others. We love you, God. Amen. All right, you can take these bags with you to Children's Church. Cameron, can you give this to Maddie at Children's Church? Thank you, thank you. You guys are going to stay here in worship, so let's head back to our seats. I'll see you in a little bit, Brantley. You going to stay in here today? Okay.
Yeah, I know it. Today's psalm is Psalm 50. The mighty one, God the Lord, has spoken. Out of Zion, perfect in its beauty. Our God will come and will not keep silence. God caused the heaven and the earth from above
to witness the judgment of the people.
Gather before me my loyal followers,
those who have made a covenant with me and still in sacrifice.
The heavens declare the rightness of God's cause. The New Testament lesson is from 2 Corinthians. Even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let the light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Word of God, word of life.
Holy Gospel of our Lord according to Mark, the 9th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then from the cloud there came a voice. "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we remember and celebrate the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I'll confess to you, on a regular week, on a normal week, whatever that is, I don't particularly resonate with the story of Jesus' transfiguration. It's a cool story, but it doesn't really seem applicable to everyday life. We all know all too well that most of life doesn't happen on mountaintops. And certainly for me, this week has not been a mountaintop kind of experience. And yet today, on the Sunday before Lent begins, we read about the splendor of Jesus' transfiguration, when God transfigures Christ, showing three of Jesus' followers Jesus' true identity. Jesus is God. God incarnate, God embodied in human flesh. On that mountaintop, God gave Jesus a new and exalted appearance. And Peter and James and John got to witness it with their very own eyes. They saw the brilliance of Jesus in the otherworldly appearance of Moses and Elijah. And Peter had the idea to capture the magnificence of the moment because he wanted it to last forever. But even before Peter can finish a sentence, God's voice interrupts him, repeating the same words that God spoke to Jesus in his baptism. "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground in fear. And then, as quickly as the mountaintop moment began, it was done. It ended. And when it was all over, when Moses was gone, when Elijah was gone, when Jesus' face and clothes returned to normal, all that was left was Jesus. Brothers and sisters, when all else fades, Jesus remains. Over and over again in my life, one of the ways that Jesus remains is through the love of his followers. I want to take a moment to thank all of you for the love that you have shown me this week, for the ways that you have shown up and have been the presence of Christ to me. This week, and when a similar incident happened in the fall, Jonathan showed up at my porch. The faithful followers of Holly Grove Lutheran Church have been Christ to me. Saint Teresa of Avila wrote this: "Christ has no body now, but yours. Yours are the eyes through which Jesus looks with compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which Jesus walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which Jesus blesses all the world. Yours are the hands. Yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body on earth now but yours." Brothers and sisters, so many of you have been the presence of Christ for me this week. Thank you for rallying around me with your support and prayers. Some of you have offered your time and energy. Kelly Carrick and Gyla Kepley spent 2 full days at the office with me so I wouldn't be alone, and to help me do work because I got really far behind. So many of you, your prayers have held me and given me the strength to keep going. And as the church, you have done what is necessary to protect me, a single female pastor, from the harm that happens to so many single female pastors. Thank you for pouring out love upon me and the compassion of Jesus. When everything else was fading away this week, Jesus remained through you. Hear this truth. Hear this truth about God's love in Jesus Christ. On the mountain, in the valley, and everywhere in between, Jesus is there. Jesus is always with us, because nothing, no thing can separate us from the love of God. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the truth of God's love. Chip is going to play for us a video now, a song by Zach Williams and my good buddy Dolly Parton. Listen to these words and ponder them in your heart.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it. Well, there was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, so I thank God every day. Well, there was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
In the way, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, shadows of the alleys,
there was Jesus.
In the fire, in the furnace,
there was Jesus.
Always is and always was. No, I never walked alone. To always there. In the way,
his disciples, and he promises us that he is always with us on the mountain, in the valleys, in the shadow of the alleys, in the fire, in the flood. Always is and always was. There was Jesus. No, we never walk alone. Every minute, every moment, where we've been and where we're going, even when we didn't know and couldn't see it, there was Jesus. Thanks be to God that on the mountain and in the valley and everywhere in between, When all else fades away, there is Jesus. Amen.
Together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, true from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to live with the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we celebrate Christ embodied in human form, we pray for God's blessing on the church, the world, and all creation. We pray for the church that the transformational power of God enters the hearts of all people, May its leaders serve as examples of your grace and healing across time and space. God of grace, receive our prayer. We pray for the creation, that we will humbly observe the swirl of wind and the heat of the bright sun. Teach us to honor all you have made and to care for the animals, plants, air, and bodies of water of this planet. God of grace, receive our prayer. We pray for those charged with leadership, lawmaking, and governance of our towns, states, and countries, that they will strive for goodness and justice all their days of their life and callings. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
We pray for any who are sick and suffering, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Bonnie, Chip, Teresa, Scott, Kara, Joe, Neil, Jim, Mike and Joanna, Anna, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Guide us to offer hospitality, shelter, friendship, and care to any in need. God of grace, receive our prayer. We pray for this congregation and its ministry in the wider community. May we share the transforming beauty and love of God in ways that honor the dignity of all whom we encounter. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Trusting that all the saints, prophets, and those who die in faith are held in your care, we remember in thanksgiving those who have died. Grant us your gift of salvation as we await your coming again in glory. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Knowing the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we offer these prayers and the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you. Peace be with you, Brantley. No basket today, just regular offering.
Thank you.
Together, God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who, on the cross, opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. At Jesus' table, there is room enough for all. Come and see.
Thank you.
Please stand for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. May your Spirit strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And sandwiches for lunch provided generously by the Fellowship Committee. Let's go ahead and pray now the blessing for our meal by singing the doxology. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with mercy and grace. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
The good news, thanks to be God.